Thanks everyone for coming and your patience. I want to call this meeting to order. Tonight we have only one topic area. We have a public hearing, and this is the review of the temporary 2019 county budget and the 2019 to 2023 Tompkins County Capital Program. So we have a series of blue cards already, and I'm going to read off one by one these blue cards. But before we start, I'm going to read the rules for speaking under privilege of the floor. Anyone who has given a blue card and signed these agrees to a three-minute time limit, agrees to not raise their voice, agrees to not use lewd, obscene, profane, slanderous, or libelous language or speak to or act in a manner that would tend to incite a breach of the peace, agrees to not speak about county personnel matters. Personnel matters include comments about the job performance of the named county employees other than elected officials. Of course, you can for elected officials. After 3 minutes, you agree to leave the microphone and yield the floor. Transferring time to another person is not permitted. And finally, agrees that if you cause a disruption, you may be asked to leave, and you will leave the chambers. So if you have not filled out a blue card yet, but you're interested in speaking on privilege of the floor, they are in the back of the room, and you can bring them up even while this meeting is going on. And the first one I have is Nancy Webster.
Good evening. Thank you for your time and your service to our community. My name is Nancy Webster, and I am the secretary of the CSEA Blue Collar Unit. We are here today seeking your support as we work with the county to come to a fair and meaningful contract. We began negotiations in the latter half of 2017 and have been working without a contract in place this year during that process. We understand the county has had some hurdles with a change in leadership and various scheduling challenges with our negotiation team, and we have been patient throughout the transitions. However, our members can no longer stand silent. When we reached a tentative agreement, our membership voted it down. Why? Our surveys and conversations told us they need to feel valued, and specifically, they need more money. Tompkins County prides itself on supporting a living wage, but that respect and support does not appear to have been extended to the CSEA blue-collar workers. Our wages are not keeping up with the times. Our employees continue to struggle to make ends meet. Over 90% of CSEA blue-collar members have second or third jobs. In this last contract, we negotiated an increase in hours for the cleaners, but by doing this, it actually put them just over the line to receive some forms of public assistance. Tompkins County can do better. Our workforce is better. Our leadership can be better. It's great to hear that the proposed budget is well under that tax cap, so we all know there's room to negotiate. And in this contract, we're aiming to negotiate and meet everybody's goals. We look forward to another mediation meeting and hope that we can commit to a contract that demonstrates the value of our workforce. Thank you.
I have next Todd Vanderman. Vanderman? Oh, Todd. Or can I just call you Todd?
It's okay. Good evening. My name is Todd Vanderman. I'm the blue-collar president. I appreciate the opportunity to speak here this evening. I have a great deal of respect and admiration for this body, and as well as county administration. However, recently I've been grappling with the term good faith and good faith bargaining. And what that means is good faith is honesty and a sincere intention to deal fairly with others. But when you add bargaining to it for contract negotiations, it refers to the duty of the parties to meet and negotiate at a responsible times with willingness to reach agreement, matters within scope of representation. I would assert, and this is what I grapple with, that voting on and passing a budget before addressing unsettled contract mediation flouts that very term of good faith. So, since the vote on the tentative agreement failed, we moved swiftly to assess why it failed, surveyed our membership, and reported the findings quickly and honestly. We have moved quickly to craft what I believe is a fair and reasonable response. Finally, a reminder, the people seated here and more that aren't are responsible for cleaning and maintaining 14 county buildings, their exteriors, their parking lots during the winter, sidewalks, lawn care, etc. Recycling and materials management manages a countywide curbside recycling, household hazardous waste, and other innovative programs like food scrap recycling. They provide direct assistance to residents and businesses to manage our waste that are environmentally sound, cost-effective, and safe. At the highway, we maintain well over 300 double-lane miles of roads and roadsides, 109 bridges, 4,500 signs, and we maintain miles and miles of guide rail. That only just scrapes the surface. So all I wanted to say was we had one mediation on September 26th, and the only time that I've heard mentioned before another mediation is November 27th. And we can go until December until this body can vote to instill the contract, and that puts the most at-risk members of the CSEA, our cleaners, it takes their retro away. So just keep that in mind when we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. I have Michael Ellis.
Good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. Thanks for giving us an opportunity to speak. My name is Mike Ellis. I'm the Director of Youth and Outreach Services at Family and Children's. In that capacity, I oversee the Community Outreach Worker Program. I'm here tonight to talk about where we are with the program in terms of a need to expand. And I'll keep my comments brief. So 3 years ago, Family and Children's entered into a fantastic partnership with the county and with the City of Ithaca, with the Downtown Ithaca Alliance and Cuga Medical Center to launch a program that was meant to make the downtown corridor more accessible for all by attending to the needs of some of our most vulnerable neighbors that frequent the downtown area by providing opportunity for more support, more service, intervention, and referral, mediation, et cetera. And I think at that time, even though that in itself is a fabulous offer to our community, we didn't even yet know what model we had, what the potential was going to be. So in that time, in the past 3 years, as the program has developed and really honed in its focus for what the people that we're serving need the most, which is support connecting to the services that help them navigate their lives and stay healthy and really stay on the grid of support. We have found two things that have happened that have made our program unsustainable at its current level. So one thing is that the demand for service has doubled, even more than doubled in the past 3 years, without a corresponding increase in staffing. So we still have just one full-time community outreach worker who is now attending to the needs of twice as many individuals. And so she's currently carrying a caseload of on any given day, in any given month, roughly about 100 people, often more than that. And of those, over 50% of those folks are either connecting with her for services more than once a week, or every other week. So a high level of frequency of contact and a high level of intensity of contact. So one contact can be 15 minutes, it can be 3 days, it can be 4 hours, it can be many different things depending on the complexity of the situation and the critical need for our community outreach worker to connect people with the services that they need. So we are asking our partners to increase their commitment at this time so we can expand to have one more full-time employee serving the downtown corridor, which in itself we need a second person just in that area before we even think about any other expansion, just because the individuals who benefit from this program need that level of commitment from us. We're asking for the county to increase his support to $25,000 to $30,000 in addition to the $20,000 that the county has already committed to this project in order to make the hiring of a new worker sustainable for our organization. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Mary Orsayo. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Can you let me know? I've never known exactly how to pronounce your last name.
It's Orsayo.
Good, I got it right at the end.
Awesome. Okay, so my name is Mary Orsayo. I'm a Tompkins County resident. I'm also a Ithaca police officer. I'm here off duty. I came on my own accord. My agency didn't ask me to come here. And I'm here because I want to speak on behalf of the Outreach Worker Program. I was hired as a police officer about 4 years ago, and one of the first things that perplexed me and one of the first things I discovered is people call the police for everything, law enforcement related or not. This year, in January of 2018, I was appointed the downtown position. Many of you have probably seen me. I'm always on foot. I work with our homeless population. I work with any of the problems you see downtown. And I finally found a solution to the police getting called for non-police related issues, and it was the outreach worker. People call me for something like there's someone talking to themselves sitting in Starbucks, or this person is standing out in the cold. They look cold. And we know this isn't really a law enforcement issue. Although I'm always ready and willing to assist in any way I can, I don't always have what they need. So this year I started working with Tammy, and I call her probably at least once a day. Tammy and I work together. Tammy's assisted me with anything from finding someone someplace to stay to getting someone sanitary napkins for a female that was homeless, getting someone to go to their court date so I didn't have to issue a warrant for them, you name it, she helps with it. The only critique I have on the outreach worker program is that there's only one outreach worker, and it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And we know that these problems that our community faces go beyond Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. To me, it's a no-brainer that a big solution to solving our homeless population crisis, our opioid crisis, our mental health crisis is another outreach worker. One more thing I just want to stress is me being in uniform, although here I may look approachable, I may look friendly, and I am approachable and friendly, I would like to think, is there's often a barrier between the people I work with because I have a badge, because I have a gun on my hip. And when I have Tammy with me, she even assists me with law enforcement incidents because she's there as a support to that person who may be facing charges or may be transported to the hospital on a mental health order. So I would like the county to reconsider the funding that they are given to the outreach worker program because I can't even put a value on what it's done to help IPD and to help me as the downtown officer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mary. I have Tammy Baker next.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Tammy Baker. I am the community outreach worker with Family and Children's Service. I like to say that I'm a street outreach. I do street outreach because I spend my days in the street. That was really great what Mary said. That's what I do. I'm out there, and I get called not just by IPD, but I get called by businesses. I get called by other caseworkers. They're looking for their clients. Even just recently, the person that she talked about, Starbucks, I also got a call from a restaurant twice with this person, found out who their worker was. And so now we're going to sit down and meet actually on Thursday to figure out the best plan because it's somebody who's falling between the cracks. She's not home when the service provider goes to get her. So we're helping her get the service that she needs. And I know businesses know they can call me. People often say, like, what's the alternative? I don't want to call the police. Who else can I call? I go to court Wednesdays and Friday to see who's on the docket. I go find people, let them know that they had a court date, and usually I can just call the court and get it rescheduled so they don't have a warrant out for them, so I do a lot of that work. And the big thing is I'm collaboratively working with all the service providers in town. So when I meet somebody, I usually buy them a cup of coffee, find out who they are, what they're about. Some people are traumatized by the system. They don't want to get help, or they at least don't want to go into the 4L building and get services. So I meet them in the streets, find out who they are, what they're about. And slowly, I've been working with this one woman for 2 years, and she's homeless, she prostitutes, she uses, she's set, and she's been in and out of jail. She's like, Tammy, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. But that's because I'm not giving up on her. I'm a no wrong door policy. You can't fail out of the outreach program. I continue to work with you. So I think that's really important. And it has doubled. The numbers from 2016, I worked with 153 individuals. And as of September this year, it's 285. So the numbers have almost doubled, and it's just me. The needs are greater. Homelessness is happening across the country. It's not just an Ithaca problem, but it's happening everywhere. So if we have more outreach workers, when I'm called to work with the police, somebody else could be working with somebody down at the rescue mission or at the library or at DeWitt Park. So having more people could be really essential. I love what I'm doing. I'm getting a little burned out. 100 people is a lot to manage, and it's fluid. Sometimes I meet with somebody two or three times a week. Sometimes it's every other week. Sometimes it's once a month. But I know a lot of the people that are out there. So expanding the program is going to benefit the community as a whole. It's going to benefit the caseworkers out there because their caseloads are always full. And one important thing, if somebody doesn't show up for their appointments, so like at the county buildings or at ADC or CARS, they don't get paid. So by having more outreach people out there, finding people, bringing them into their appointments, it's actually saving the county money because some of these organizations don't, it's a fee for service. So they don't get paid unless a person actually shows up for their appointments. So that's really an important piece too. So thank you so much for considering expanding the program.
Thank you. There's an emergency or any accident in the building. I think that is just someone's phone. Just in case anyone was wondering. I have Sarah O'Shea next.
Hello, my name is Sarah O'Shea, and I'm the head of youth services at Tompkins County Public Library. Annette Birdsell and I are here to speak in support of the community outreach worker program. Annette will be reading a statement from one of our colleagues. I will be reading a statement from one of our colleagues and from myself. The first statement that I'll be reading is Teresa Vatican, who's the head of our Information and Learning Services Department in ILS. I think it's important, too, to realize that as soon as we were asked to speak in support of this program, all of our department heads immediately said, we will say something in support because we really value Tammy and her work so much. So Teresa says, the work that Tammy Baker does for the community is invaluable. When I call her, she always quickly responds to check out the situation. Working at the adult reference desk, our library staff encounters a diverse group of people. The library is a haven for many people. It is warm when it's freezing outside and cool when it's hot and humid. It provides a place for people to go when they are homeless. I often wish I could do more for people, but I'm not a social worker, and the library's responsibility is to meet the community's information and learning needs. It is so nice to be able to have a community outreach worker that can help people and refer them to the resources that they will need. One story involving Tammy really stays in my mind. One of our regular patrons had a substance abuse problem, and she was homeless. One day I happened to walk by this patron before I went to work, and she said she was not doing well. She let me know she needed help. I proceeded to call Tammy Baker, and she was able to help in a way that I could not. And from myself, having a community outreach worker available has been vital in assisting TCPL patrons who are in need beyond what the library staff can provide. Her work not only assists the patrons of the library, but also the staff, providing us with needed support and resources to assist our patrons in the best way and create a welcoming, friendly, helpful library environment. Specifically, one of the most powerful examples of Tammy's work I've experienced is when we contacted her about a young mother who was spending all day, every day at the library with her young preschool son, to the point that the young child was becoming restless and disruptive. We suspected the son was in need of some special services, and the mother seemed unable to manage. We contacted Tammy, and she came right over, as she always does. She met with the mother several times, arranged for services for her, including finding a preschool for her son, who did indeed need some additional services. Recently, a library staff member saw the son at one of our outreach storytime visits at Racker. The mother and son still visit the library without incident and seem to be thriving. Tammy is only one person, and I'm amazed truly amazed at all she is capable of handling. She truly does the work of many. I respectfully ask that the legislature allow funds for additional outreach community workers. Our community will truly benefit. Thanks.
I have Annette Berzolek next.
Good evening. I'm Annette Birdsall, Director of Tompkins County Public Library, and tonight I'm here to support the Community Outreach Worker Program. And the important thing for the library is that we are Tompkins County Public Library, and all of the public that you see outside downtown, we also see in the library. So this message is from our head of Access and Circulation Services, and here's what she has to say about this program. I'm writing in support of expanding the community outreach program that is staffed by Tammy Baker. As a librarian at the Tompkins County Public Library, I interact with many members of our community, and I have witnessed how Tammy is a compassionate and effective problem solver for people in crisis. During my 17 years at TCPL, I have encountered many people who function along the fringes of our community. These are people we see every day as patrons, and because of this familiarity, we notice when someone begins exhibiting uncharacteristic behavior. Once the community outreach program was launched, we had alternatives to contacting the police for situations that really need the attention of someone who could connect people to services and support. Just last week, we had a patron whose behavior was more erratic than usual. I texted Tammy, who quickly responded. After she handled something at the jungle, she then followed up with instructions on how to report incidents about this particular person because they have a caseworker who knows what kind of help is needed. This type of assistance to the library staff is invaluable. In addition to her interactions with patrons in the library, I also regularly see Tammy on the street working with people in crisis. In September, I attended a downtown Ithaca Alliance operations meeting, and Tammy talked about how she delivers clothes and meals to people and discussed the best way for her to connect people with the Pay It Forward program. I wondered at the time how she can handle such a large caseload and continue to do it with such compassion. I fully believe that adding more staff and resources to the community outreach program is important to a community that doesn't want to criminalize homelessness and mental illness. And that message is from Jen Schlossberg and supported by me and all of us at the library and in this community who benefit from this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank Proto next, and I have one more card after. Kevin Kelly will be after Frank. Former member of the legislature, welcome, Frank.
And to you. Thank you, Madam Vice Chair.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I better hold this. First, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you again. I have several items. I didn't get them all on that card, but first I wanted to thank Marcia for recognizing and getting the news item out on behalf of Jay Franklin and Irene. Quite an honor. Assessors don't usually get a pat on the back, but they deserve it. They really do. If you haven't seen that award, you should stop over. I saw it today. It's a huge paperweight. It really is. Secondly, on behalf of TCAT, as chairman of the board, I really wanted to thank you all for the effort that you all put in. I was mentioning to Jason just before the meeting began that we think we're okay with the city. They're having their budget, one of their reviews this evening. And we're hopeful that Cornell will come along on the 73,000. I know a lot of you have participated in that. And Dan, thanks for all the help, including everybody else. Another thank you. I hope this item survives the budget. The item that was included regarding Veterans Affairs, very supportive of that. Thanks, Leslin. And I know Mike has been a big supporter, as the rest of you have. So thank you for that. The item that I'd like to spend the rest of my 15 minutes on is the $10,000 item that's being awarded, if you will, to the Chamber of Commerce for the workforce or effort in developing jobs in downtown Ithaca. My admiration for the town of Ithaca, for the city of Ithaca, is second to none. But please remember, it's the Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. Those of us that live outside the city would certainly appreciate any effort that you could instill in the chamber as you develop guidelines for this, the use of this money, to include, well, the four towns that I'm most familiar with are Caroline, Danby, Enfield, and Newfield. But that's not to say that Groton and Dryden and Ulysses don't deserve some attention also. Pardon me? Oh, is Lansing part of the county?
It's its own
for
county.
Now. TCAD was designated as our economic driver when I was on the board, and I believe it still is. And I hope that as you develop parameters for use of this money with the chamber, that some effort is made. I don't mean this as a criticism. I mean it as a more effort to make sure that those of us that live in the rural parts of the county aren't forgotten. We had to struggle through the focus areas a number of years ago, and we managed to get some attention paid to us then. So I appreciate the effort that you've put in, and Jason, thanks for you know, what you've done. But I really would like to encourage you to expand the effort beyond the city of Ithaca, and that's not meant as a criticism. It's meant as encouragement. Thank you for the opportunity, and good luck with the rest of the budget.
Thank you, Frank, for joining us. One more card, Kevin Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kevin Kelly, and I have a private practice here in Ithaca, practicing law with I do some criminal defense work, and a big part of that practice is doing assigned counsel with Tompkins County Assigned Counsel. So I've had an experience to work with Tammy over the last year or so. I remember I sent an email asking Julia, who runs the assigned counsel program, who Tammy Baker was. And now what I can tell you who Tammy Baker is a selfless social worker who's really helped a lot with my cases. When I have cases with clients who have a mental health disorder, it's a huge challenge for myself and other attorneys who are on the assigned counsel panel, because we really don't get training about mental health in law school, and they don't test us on it on the bar exam. There's not really continuing legal education for it. So when we run into someone who has a disorder, we don't have training on it. We don't really know how to deal with it. And unfortunately, when someone's charged with a criminal offense, it exacerbates their symptoms most of the time. So a lot of times, people with mental health disorders will fall through the cracks, and it ends up being more of a burden to the county, whether it's having to pay for housing and meals at the jail, or whether it's just added court costs, or attorneys are running around with open cases that we really ought to have closed a while ago. But working with Tammy has really been like magic. She's one client in particular who I called her about today, and then she roped me into coming out to this this meeting tonight. But he's just like a wandering free spirit with, I don't think, violent tendencies or anything that's really risky to the community. But I think if he was stuck in jail at the beginning of his case, he would have deteriorated. And instead, I got a good report from her today, and he's employed. He has housing. Really couldn't have handled this case. It's still going, so there's a to be continued possibly, but really couldn't have done it without Tammy, and I wanted to give a testimonial from the Tompkins County Assigned Counsel panel about her work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Well, unless there are any other people here who want to speak with any blue cards, I officially close tonight's public hearing, and thank you so much for coming out this evening. This meeting is officially adjourned.